Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. You. All right, let's get.
Ivy, bro. What's cracking? Hold on one second. Man, I've
everybody,
been trying
man,
to...
Once again, DJ Apps and Friends, 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. I do this right here. Bring all my friends aboard to come hang out with me. And also, man, the show is sponsored by IK Multimedia. Get your iRig right now. Make sure your sound quality is right. You need that in your life, DJs. Some of y'all can't stop putting your phone by the speaker and trying to make it through with life. But nah, we're not doing that.
What up, bro?
My brother. Look at that big old smile. You happy? I can hear you clearly. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Let me fix this light real quick.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, you know what I mean? My guy is a little ugly, so, you know, he got to get the makeup right. You know what I mean? He got to get the light right.
Bro, I got to be Hollywood with it. What's up, Alps?
Everything good, Finesse, man. Thank you for hanging out with me, man. I know you don't do lives and stuff like that much, but, you know, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, shout out to the 305, 954, and 561 all day.
Man, you ain't forget, but damn, boy, you left us hanging, boy. Boy, once that fame hit, you got the fuck up out of 305, man.
Hey, man, you got to chase the bag, and you got to go where happiness is.
Yes.
And I've given Miami enough of my life.
Facts. I understand. Let's get to it, man. You got a new podcast, understand this. And you've been doing great. You have a lot of guests such as Tisha Campbell, Bob Saget, you know what I mean? A lot of guests. So where is Understand This going? And of course you started, you know, in the quarantine situation. Where is it going? Where do you see this podcast going to take you in the next 5 years?
You know what, bro? That's a good question. And I think a lot of people start stuff without figuring out a direction first. And ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not talked into a direction you didn't have or intended on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The show, bro... You know, everybody's starting podcasts left and right. What I didn't know is that if I pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, you want to, you know, get on my podcast, I would get all these yeses. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you grind so long, you forget, oh, you've made a lot of friends in the business, man. Just call some people up. And so that's what I've been doing, man. The Tisha Campbells, Andra Day, bro, who just won a Golden Globe Award for playing Billie Holiday. You know, she's on. Like you said, Bob Saget, Tony Rocks, Afion Crockett. About to hit up my man Spice Adams. Hopefully one day I have my man E Nice on. Then hopefully I have you on.
I hope so, man. I need that look. Speaking about D Nice, man, you know, our boy's killing it right now, man. And him too is celebrating a 1 year anniversary.
We, you know, everybody's celebrating a 1 year anniversary.
In April, I was just telling my partner that.
Yeah. And the thing about D Nice, our relationship goes back to, a lot of people don't know this, but he and I do the corporate event every year for ESPN. So, you know what I mean? We already had this relationship.
Dope. That's what's up, man. And he got new record out.
Give my boy Shang. Well, let me give my boy Shang a what up, man. What up, Shang? You know, I forgot I forgot, bro. You got 2,000 people up in this joint. I'm like, wait, I see one of my boys up in here. So at least I'm 2,121. You know,
listen,
what I mean?
Man, we learn how to work with networks and grow over the years. And if you didn't figure out, you know, what to do with network and podcasts and the future of music, radio, and TV, and you in this field, you might get left back. You know what I mean?
Bro, I was just talking about that today with Bill Bellamy. I just did his podcast. He's starting a whole new network, the Bill Bellamy Network. And what I do like about us old school comedians, bro, we kind of look out for each other and stick, and it ain't no fronting, because we all know where we started. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I got Cedric the Entertainer, who's also a noob, but, you know, he's coming on the show. Mm-hmm. And where I'm like, yo, that said, my mama might say, how you know Cedric the Entertainer? My mama, I know everybody, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I want to say congratulations, man. Well, before I do that, let's go back to the U, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why your boy happened to respectfully, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but respectfully drop out of school is because of this guy right here.
When I see talent, I see talent.
So this is what happened. Your boy moved from New York, came here to Miami, and was looking for parties to do. And this guy just happened to catch me, I don't know where, and said, yo, Yellow Boy, I need you to come do my parties at the Rathskeller and all these dorm parties at UM. Now, back in those days in the 90s, parties in UMs was just...
phenomenal.
Great. It was phenomenal. Yeah, great. It was an experience. And I have to thank you, Finesse. Now...
Well, let me tell... Can I tell the real story?
Go ahead.
For everybody that's a DJ Epps fan, this is the real story. So, of course, your boy Finesse Mitchell talking in third person like Derrick Jackson. When I first hit campus and name Finesse went around like wildfire and I pledged Kappa Alpha Psi, you know, a couple of the cats that came in with me, we started throwing massive parties, like massive. Yeah. And you came with another DJ. And Epps had to be at least 15, 16 at the time. He was a kid. Like, he was the kid carrying the crates. And so what happened was, this dude, I don't know if all my 305ers in here, y'all know about, like, the sound splashes. This dude has sound splash speakers. I mean, he has speakers that went up to the wall. So part of why we hired this dude was because his system was impeccable. But what we did not know is that he was heavy on the reggae. Which ain't bad. We love reggae. But you can't have people from Detroit, Chicago. You can't have them. You can't reggae them out. And so homie went to the bathroom. And when he went to the bathroom, Epps took over. And Epps, I ain't gonna never forget it. That song, MC Milk. Milk is chilling. The way you cut that, it was your intro. It was your intro into, like, I've arrived. Because if anybody ever seized an opportunity, bro, it was you. And this was at a college party. You hear rappers all the time. Biggie, Pop, they went and did Hampton University. Yeah. They went and did Howard's Homecoming. Right. You know, HBCUs. That the streets don't lie. Our folks don't lie.
Yeah.
So to say that I saw you get one of your big starts and one of your big pick-me-ups in your career at a college frat party. And when I tell you this dude was so dope, everybody, when the other dude came back from the bathroom, we fired him. But it was his equipment. We said, nah, man, let little shorty play. Let the little light skin play. Look like you kidnapped him anyway. Let him play the records. This kid don't look nothing like your son you brought up in here. And man, that was dope, bro, because I've seen you go from that to, like, rocking the hottest clubs on South Beach to then landing a job at, you know, I think 99 first, and then you bounced all over to Power. Like, you're such a staple in Miami. People grew with you, bro. And so salute to you, man, because you dope. Everybody know you dope.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, my brother. And
I just had to set the story straight.
Nah, man. You kind of reminded me of the story. I kind of forgot I took over Homeboy's DJ.
You took that shit over, bro.
Sounds like the Young Epps. I ain't gonna lie. I was itching for a scratch everywhere I go. And did you ever think at that time you was gonna be a big star comedian, stand-up actor?
I knew I was gonna be big time, but I didn't know what. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah.
My dad told me I was gonna be big time. My mama told me I was gonna be big time.
Of course.
Sometimes when you young and black, that's all you need, you know? you need somebody telling you that you're going to be big time.
Yeah.
So make sure you don't step on this landmine and this landmine. And when you see this coming, you go the other way. You know, at the time, bro, my mom was like, you know, don't do no drugs if they white. You know what I mean? Don't date no women if they white. My mama might have been a racist. I don't know.
At the end of the day, I think your mama was right 100%.
But I say all that to say that I did get encouragement. And when I was at Miami, I realized for me, college was about figuring it out. It wasn't about going to be no engineer, no doctor, no lawyer. It was like, I know I'm going to be a star, but am I going to be a star engineer? Nah, that don't sound right. I said, your name is Finesse. You got to grow into something. I tried rap. I sucked. I tried R&B singing. I sucked. I went and started working at Luke Records. Got fired. Next thing I know, I'm on stage at the Coconut Grove Improv. I don't know if you remember Coconut Grove Improv, but
of course I do.
That's where your boy started. And the rest is history. You know what I mean?
Speaking about improv, you know, you do your stand-up comedy and you're great at it, by the way, man. Like, I'm proud to be your
friend.
Thank you, bro. I love when you crack those jokes and you make me smile and forget about the world. How hard is it to just really get up in front of people and just crack jokes, try new jokes? Hopefully this person didn't get offended. You know what I mean? Like, also, and too, where do you see the comedy world going after this hellhole we just came out of?
You know, it's a lot of people with a lot of material, and my game has changed. What up, Carol? One of my UM partners.
Hi, Carol.
Yeah. Mayfair at the Improv. I'm starting to see, man, I ain't never done these live, so if I start looking at the comments, I'm like, yep.
No, they're going to be, yo, they're giving you mad props, man. Everybody's here for you and us, man. No doubt, for me and you. So go ahead
We got to be careful in our game. We got to be careful in the stand-up game because, you know, the cancel culture is real and we easy targets. It went from we knew how to make you laugh to, oh, we know how to offend you. And you wasn't offended in the 90s. Bro, can you think of Eddie Murphy? Can you watch Eddie Murphy Raw? You remember Eddie Murphy Raw with the blue leather paisley suit?
Yeah, of course I do.
That special is a classic. You think he can get on TV now and be like, woo, 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 pull over. Remember when he did the gay police? Like, you can't do that. Remember that? Everybody in San Francisco was looking for me. Woo, 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 woo. And it wasn't a siren. It was a real homosexual sitting on top of a police car.
Woo, 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 woo.
Can't tell them jokes today, bro.
Even what about Delirious when he went with the kids? Woo.
Yep. You can't talk about beating the hell out of your kids. I mean, it's funny when you laugh, but it's shifting, Epps. My field is shifting. Where to be honest with you, bro, if I did it all over again, and this is one of my new jokes on my new comedy special coming up for my people.
Yeah.
But if I could do it all over again, I would be a DJ. I would be a DJ. Because every time I'm up in D-Nice's club quarantine, every other minute he's saying, once again, it's D-Nice. Man, like, I know your name. But every 30 seconds, bro, once again, it's D-Nice. And I'm thinking, what other profession can you do that? You can't deliver no baby and be a doctor. And then turn around and look at everybody and say, once again, it's Frederick. Man, they get your ass up out of there. So I want to be the DJ because I want to say Finesse all throughout my time. Once again, it's Finesse.
Well, I totally get it, man, because now I ain't trying to be in no clubs or no Ratskeller, no none of that. I'm trying to be right here in the live, and I made so much money in the pandemic. I just want to stay right here.
Hey, man, I'm glad people like that joke because I'm telling y'all that's going to be one of my first jokes on my new comedy special. So I thought I'd try it here. And y'all going to be like, we was on the live with Epps when he said, once again, it's...
There you go. Hey, man, there you go. Coming. You know the birthplace
I got some,
of that
I
joke.
I got some heat coming, bro. I have some heat coming. I'm trying to record my special in June in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'm excited about it.
And you just came from Cleveland, too, man. How was that?
I rock Cleveland.
Of course you
did. And I never played the Cleveland Improv, and I rock Cleveland. And that's how I know I'm ready, because I saw the tape, bro. So I'm like, oh, snap. And people in, uh-oh, COVID.
No. You didn't see my post? I'm COVID-free, man. It's that smoke and that blood that wifey gave me earlier, man. I'm like, yo, what the hell is a gelato? What the fuck?
Bro. gelato. He said gelato.
Whatever. Gelato. You know what I mean? I'm like, let me try that shit, man. Whatever. Go ahead.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Can I say Cali got the best weed, bro?
Like, I believe it.
The best.
I believe it.
The best.
That shit has me laughing like crazy.
So much where I know my brand. Like, I know what I smoke. Like, if I'm going in there ordering Newports, like, I know what I smoke. You know what I mean? So, anyway. But, yeah, bro. So, the special is coming out. And the podcast is going dope. And I've been inspired by people like D-Nice. I've been inspired by people like you. You know what I mean? I'm inspired by people who still doing the same hustle. You know what I mean? Like, maximize the hustle in one field. And start looking sideways when you're making those connections and people are showing you a better way, a faster way, or whatever. But don't tell me you a DJ and then next year you doing real estate. It's hard for me to keep up, man. I'm trying.
Roommating with your other DJ partner.
I'm trying to support you. Like, let me know, man. Should I like be like listening to your records, or am I gonna be like looking for property? Like, be consistent so that people can really have faith in what you're doing, bro. So for all my young people out there, it ain't where you start, because when I tell you, you know, I started in them alleys on South Beach, going to Fat Black Pussycat and Club Luke's and Fifth Street and O's, whatever it's called, and the outdoor club that changed its name five times on the other side of Fifth Street. Like, I know all the promoters, knew all the promoters, you know what I mean? The Michael Gardners, you know. We always had that hustle, bro. We always had that hustle. I'm here. You can't see me? I'm here. Who calling me? Yeah.
Quickly, before we get up out of here, you also had a great TV sitcom show with Tisha Campbell. Outmatch, correct?
Yeah.
Outmatch.
Man, let me tell you something. My 2020, bro, my 2020 was amazing, because not only did I book that show on Fox, Outmatch, and Tisha Campbell was playing my wife, you know, but, you know, we were side characters on that show. You know what I mean? That's Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got to do the whole 13 episodes, and then I got to do a Super Bowl commercial. And then I was getting ready to go on tour before COVID hit. So, you know, like, just professionally and financially, bro, it was going dope. And then the podcast was starting to take off. And then everything, and they had to make a decision about our TV show right at the beginning of COVID. So when Tom Hanks got it, Hollywood freaked out. And then they canceled our show because we had a live audience. And they was like, well, we can't be bringing people up in here and we don't know what's what. So, bro, they canceled our show. And now I hate that, because I was spending them checks, bro. You know how you already be counting money you ain't got yet?
Damn, man. So I mean, one door closed, another one's going to open.
Absolutely. Your boy
but
about
to write. At the same time, too, I don't know if you wanted Tisha Campbell. Did you want Tisha Campbell last year?
Did I what?
Tisha Campbell. That was a great situation. I was proud. Like, you know what I mean?
That's my friend now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You
know how to
pull it out.
So let me tell the fam. Let me tell the family how crazy this is. I'm in Miami watching Def Comedy Jam and watching Martin and watching all that stuff, and then the next thing I know, bro, I'm playing opposite of Tisha Campbell on TV. So I thought that was real dope, bro. Like, I just, it's just funny where your career takes you and what you see and what you aspire. Because it's like the first time you meet a Will Smith, the first time you meet, the first time I met Terrence Howard, I was just like, what up, Terrence? What up, finesse, man? Everything good with you, man? Everything cool with me, man? You know what I mean? I was like, you talk like that for real.
He does.
Right? But then you see 10 years go by and you see Terrence Howard, one of the biggest names out here, or he has a hit show empire.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this and that. So it's like, just stay in it. Stay in the game because it's going to circle around to you. You know what I mean?
Stay relevant.
I ain't got started yet. Can you believe that? I'm 20 years in and I feel like I haven't even gotten started yet, my G.
I agree. You haven't got started. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot more for you to do. And we got your back, Finesse, man. Like, you know, congratulations, man. Like,
thank you, man.
It's really hard. In the comedy. I mean, we both, DJs and comedians got the same hustle grind, but at the same time, it's hard to book ourselves and, you know, look for gigs and promote ourselves and so on, you know what I mean? And, you know, you took me on the road with you too. And you came in here in Miami. We had a improv comedy party in Doral. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. We got to do that again.
We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again bigger. We're going to do it better. I got a movie I'm writing. I'm focused on that. And when it get released, I want you to say, Finesse said on my show, he about to do a movie. And I just want people to just, you know, follow me on Instagram, Finesse Mitchell. Go to my podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube. Subscribe because I'm linking up with a lot of dope people. And if I've been quiet lately in your eyes, just realize a lot go on behind the scenes before you be like, boom!
Boom. Smack him in the face.
I'm about to smack him in the face, bro. That's all I can tell you.
I want to see you one more time on Saturday Night Live.
You know what? I'm going to go back again. I went back for the Eddie show. That was the last time I went back. I couldn't miss that episode, so I flew back for the Eddie show. And one day, I think if it's in the cards, I might host that joint. You never know. You never know.
No, it has to happen. It has to happen.
You want to know who? You want to know who my goal is to be like?
Who?
Morgan Freeman. So that means I ain't even got started yet, bro.
Listen. I see it happening because at the end of the day, the game is wide open.
And I don't even have no moles on my face. I'm going to go way further than him.
The game is wide open, and I believe you're going to take it. You're going to grab it, and you're going to take it because, you know, our boy Eddie Murphy did a horrible job in this movie. So you need to really, like, step it up, all right, Finesse? Nothing against boy Eddie. I love him to death, but no.
I'm going to – somebody said, do you need an assistant? Yeah, I need an assistant. Epps, you ever get so busy, bro, that you really need an assistant?
Yes, right now.
Right now.
And me and you are really on the same boat. Like, we both have a family. You know, by the way, you have two beautiful, gorgeous girls and your wife. Beautiful family, man. Like, awesome. And it's hard to really, it's a lot.
It's a lot to juggle, bro. There's no way you can think about how to clear 500K and then create content. And then keep a wife and kids happy, bro. Like, you wear so many hats. My wife just told me low-key today that I don't do enough. So I'm just like... But she was talking about, like, with the kids. You know what I mean?
Okay,
which is true. Because I don't do hair. And I don't pick out outfits. And I don't put clothes away. And I don't cook a lot of times. But you know what I'm really good at? Bringing home a check.
Damn right! That bag is always going to come.
I know how to shop.
There you go. Yo, Finesse. Everybody, is Finesse Mitchell, man. Thank you for hanging out with me, man. I appreciate you. Check his podcast. When does it come on?
Understand this. We tape every Thursday and Friday, and we drop like every Monday, Tuesday. So because it's Black post-production, we drop every 10 days to 14 days and sometimes every 7 days. We got Kim Whitley, Spice Adams, and Cedric the Entertainer coming up. So y'all check for me, understandthispodcast.com, and go to YouTube to subscribe, Finesse Mitchell. Go to Stitcher, go to Google Podcasts, go to Spotify, go to iHeart. We on all platforms. And one day I hope to be just like you, my brother, minus the blonde hair, when I grow up.
Yo,
this boy look like a ghetto Richie Rich up in here.
Let me get my plug in. Next week is my 1 year anniversary too. You know what I mean? DJ Epps and Friends. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Nori, one half of Drink Champs, on the show next week, Tuesday.
He's a great guy, bro.
Definitely. And he loves comedy. Definitely great guy. And I'm going to let him know you said what's up. And then after that, we're going to be celebrating my birthday. We got Little Mo coming to the show. We got WWE superstar Mandy Rose. We got Jason Derulo. I'm doing it big, Finesse. I'm trying to be like you. I see your podcast. I need a Bob Saget on my show. I need a Bill Bellamy on my show.
Let me tell you something, bro. I reach out, and this is the last thing I'm going to say to your crew. Reach out horizontally, and that way we can all lift each other up because we know we're going up. So stop reaching up and never reaching to the side, because if you multiply yourself to the side, one of your boys and one of your women are going to make it. And when they pop, they bringing you up because you brought them up. It's all about networking and introduction. But if you just think about yourself and you only reaching up yourself and you leaving all those people behind, you're going to be reaching up forever because it's always another level. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, y'all hood niggas, send that elevator back down. Got it?
Send it back down. I love you, bro.
Love you too, Finesse. Thank you, bro. Love you, man.
Shout out to the Nukes. Shout out to UL. Shout out to 305. Shout out to 954. Shout out to the Miami Heat. Yeah. Shout out to, that's all I'm going to shout out right there. That's it. That's it.
And shout out our boy D-Nice. Yo, Finesse, thank you again, man. Have a good night. Tell the family I said hello, and I'll see you again, my brother.
Bless.
Thank you. Everybody, have a good night, man. Thank you for sharing the live. Thank you for hanging out with us. Zodiac TV, I appreciate y'all. Fire TV, Roku TV, Signature Series Network, I appreciate y'all. All right? Tomorrow night, I'll get on the turntables, and we're going to show it out and have fun. All right? Don't forget to catch me on SiriusXM, Rock the Bells with LL Cool J. My own show, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time on Rock the Bell, SiriusXM, Channel 43, and the ride back at 1 o'clock a.m., all right? Everybody, once again, thank you for hanging out with your boy DJ Epps and Finesse Mitchell. Have a good night.